Zorba, a buddy of mine, well, he stopped in today. I asked what's new, and he opened up the tailgate to his truck and pulled out a metal attaché case, snapped open the fancy clasp, and lifted out a spidery-looking gizmo with four propellers at each corner. Nestled beneath its insect body was a gimbaled camera. I was looking at my first real-life drone. Roll over, H.G. Wells, give Beethoven the news. Zorba, whose real name is Mike, ran me through all the sci-fi protocol and showed me photos of where we were on the south end from hundreds of feet up. Photos where I could see Port Susan lapping shore on the east and Saratoga Straits on the west. He ran this aerodynamic spy plane with his laptop. He said it could go up 500 feet and fly as far away as a mile and a half. I thought I heard a time machine land in my backyard. This is indeed an age of miracles and wonders, a future we barely have to wait for. Zorba and I shook our heads, laughing, at least until he asked, if we can buy this, what do you suppose the government has? How much more sophisticated is theirs? Well, we'll all have one of these before long. $300 now, they'll put them in cereal boxes as prizes in a couple of years. I haven't given enough thought to how I'd like to use mine yet. Of course, I'd have to get a laptop first, maybe even a cell phone first, something to control the little Hummer. Doesn't seem likely. Once again, I'll be the last Yahoo on the south end, miles behind the curb, watching this aerial acrobatics in the neighborhood, everybody taking photos from outer space while I'm earthbound. I know it'll seem like techno envy, but I may have to set up a no-fly zone over the shack. Enforced not by laser beams, maybe, but I still got Gramps' old shotgun.